All of this life is but a preparation for the one to come. For the believer, this finite life will give way to an eternal one. And what God has prepared for those who've trusted Christ is beyond imagination. Not only will sorrows and pain cease, but we'll experience joy inexpressible and full of glory. Today, a last look at perhaps the most important part of the invisible world, a place called heaven. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer talks with us for a final time about the invisible world, where battles are lost and won. We're in the book of Revelation, reveling in the reality of a glimpse into heaven.
We owe it to God to give him ceaseless praise, because by his will and by his pleasure, we were created, and all for his glory and for his honor, and he deserves all the praise in the universe. And you don't, and I don't either, because everything that we have is derived from the Almighty. So all the praise goes to God. So that's the first lesson that I want to emphasize today. The emphasis is the fact that all the glory goes to God. What are the two bottom lines that we need to also take home with us today? First of all, do you notice that in this passage there's only really one great throne? All the others, they're sitting on thrones, but my, they're casting their crowns before him. They get off their thrones. There is only one throne in the universe. If I recall correctly, when we were in England in the Westminster Abbey, I think I remember seeing the throne upon which the kings and the queens of England have sat as they have been crowned. My wife and I have been to Budapest, and we've seen the throne and the crown of those who used to rule the Austrian-Hungarian Empire right there. But all of those thrones, and we have people around the world, we have government leaders, we have presidents and kings and dictators and you name it, all of them must submit ultimately to the one throne that is there in heaven, because all the glory goes to the one who is on the throne. And that's why the Bible says that when Jesus returns, it says on his head are many diadems. Why many diadems? Well, the imagery is there. Because in ancient times, when a king lost a war, when he had to submit to his superior, he would take the crown off of his head and give it to the winner. And in the end, there is only one winner, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord, God, and King. So, you know, the people that bother you in the presence of God, who's going to raise the dead and who's going to judge all the motives of men's hearts, in the end, though they may escape it on their earth, in the end, they are dealing with God, the one on the throne. And you and I in this life oftentimes have to commit our case to him, because we believe him and we trust him, even as I read moments ago, to raise the dead and bring order and justice to a chaotic universe. Luther had enemies, and I remember him saying, you know, my enemies, and I won't quote who he thought were his enemies, he says, they are like fleas on God's fur coat. I like that. You know, the people, your enemies, they are like fleas on God's fur coat. When you get discouraged, look at the throne. The throne. And then there's a second lesson I want you to get, and that is that don't ever think that you can enter into God's presence alone, that you can just go barging in and say, well, you know, I just am entering into God's presence in my own way. Are you serious? Do you realize who you have to get past? You have more chance of going to the White House this afternoon and saying, I'm going to talk to the president and I'm just going to get into the White House in my own way. You've got one level of security, another level of security. Look at what you have to do to get to God's presence. Think about it. You know what you have to do? You have to get past the myriads of angels. Then you have to get past the 24 elders. Then you have to get past the living creatures, which are closest to the throne. And then finally, you have to get into God's presence. Don't try it alone. There's something that ought to bless you and send you rejoicing that I want you to see in chapter 5. Who is closer even to the throne than the living creatures and the elders? Well, there it is. It's in verse 6 of chapter 5. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, wow, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain. He's closer to the throne than even the living creatures, because he is between the throne and the four living creatures. It is the Lamb that gets us to God. It is the Lamb that was slain, who forgives our sins and gives us the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He's the only one who gets us to the Father, who gets us to the throne room. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, be encouraged, that as you come to God through Jesus Christ, we can come into the very throne room of God. The Lamb gets us there. Do you notice it doesn't say, you know, that standing beside the throne was Buddha? At least not in my translation. Or standing beside the throne is a Krishna or Confucius, nor standing before the throne would be Muhammad, but standing before the throne between the four living creatures and God's throne is Jesus. And you're having a hard life, aren't you? You're sick, you're out of money. You're out of work, life is hard. Well, you ought to give thanks to God today. Listen to what I'm reading out of the same book, Book of Revelation. This is now when you have the new heaven and the new earth. Now we're really talking eternity. It says, no longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb, there is going to be a Trinitarian reigning in eternity, separate topic that we must hurry over. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him, and they shall see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Jesus is going to bring us right before the face of God, and it'll be our first opportunity to see God unmediated. Because Jesus, as mediator, having redeemed us, will now say, you can look on his face directly, for I have fully and completely redeemed you, and you'll be standing at that throne as well, giving honor and praise to Almighty God. I mean, aren't you enjoying this? I am. Think of eternity, beholding the face of God and worshiping him right in the midst of the throne. But only the Lamb can do it. If you've never trusted the Lamb that was slain, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, you will not be there. I read the book of Revelation and I say to myself, I don't know, where's the third category? You've got all those around the throne. You've got all those who are in hell. I'm looking for category 3. I'm looking for people who are too good to go to hell but won't quite make it to heaven because they never trusted Christ. There is no category 3. Wow. only Jesus brings us to the very throne of God. There is nobody else out there who's able to do that. And you know, one of the best, thank you for that amen, I heard it from way back there. One of the best ways for us to prepare for heaven is to praise God on earth. Get used to it here, because you're sure going to be doing it over there. And that's why we're going to end by singing, "Holy, holy, holy." We're going to take our place with the four living creatures. We're going to sing their song. We're going to sing the song of the redeemed, the holiness and the greatness of God, and the redemption brought to us through the Lamb. And if you've never trusted the Lamb as Savior, whether you're in the balcony, whether you're listening to this by radio or internet or whatever else, would you at this moment say, "I believe and trust the Lamb to forgive me, to redeem me. I receive him as mine." It's the only way to get to Almighty God. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll take these thoughts from your holy word and make them transforming, we pray, and help us to understand your sovereignty, your greatness, and the might of your holy name as we take our place and worship you. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I hope that you've been encouraged as a result of this message. No wonder the Bible says that eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, all the things that God has prepared for them who love him. Just imagine being in the presence of God forever. Now, this particular message is entitled "A Glimpse into Heaven," but it's actually part of a larger series of messages entitled "The Invisible World." In that series, I talk about angels and demons and God and our interaction, of course, with the fact that the invisible world is a very real world, and let's not be confused by that. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given some information as to how this series can be yours. And the reason that this is very important is that today's message ends the series. So I hope you take advantage of this opportunity. And let me thank you in advance for your support and for your prayers. And if you've come to saving faith in Jesus Christ as a result of our ministry, we are always greatly encouraged when we hear from you. Or if you're a believer and we are encouraging you in your walk with God, would you let us know? Because through that encouragement, we continue on to share the good news of the gospel with as many as possible. From my heart to yours, I hope that you have a good day. God bless you. Share Christ with someone, and I'll see you right here next time on Running to Win.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. You've heard Erwin Lutzer wrapping up "A Glimpse into Heaven," the last message in a series on the invisible world. Many ask why seemingly good people do evil. Monday, don't miss a series on "Why Good People Do Bad Things," a series that probes our fundamental natures. The entire Invisible World sermon series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about the Invisible World. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.